If you've been reading about US congressional politics, chances are you've hit upon discussions around modern monetary theory, or MMT. It's gaining popularity in the left wing of the US Democrat Party and counts Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a proponent. The theory goes that nation states with their own currency need not worry about debt because they can simply print more money to pay interest. Intriguing. Professor John Quiggin is from the School of Economics at the University of Queensland and joins us. Welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
I've given a brief description of, but you're obviously the economist here. That is certainly not me. Well, how would you explain modern monetary theory?
Well, I think there are two versions of it. What you might call a vulgar version, which is the one you've just described, where essentially governments can spend as much money as they like without the need to raise taxes, and so there's no constraint there. The sophisticated version, which is more accurate but less exciting, is the idea that we shouldn't think about taxes as funding public spending directly. Rather, the idea of taxes is to keep the economy in balance, to ensure that the resources demanded by government spending and the resources allocated to private spending together add up to what the economy can deliver as a whole. Now, it turns out when you do things that way, modern monetary theory isn't really that different from standard Keynesian economics, which basically says, you know, when private demand falls short, the government can pick that up by running deficits, and when private demand is excessive, the government raises taxes to rein it in. So the sophisticated version is in large measure a restatement of a fairly standard position.
Okay, is there another principle which offsets this risk?
The basic problem is modern monetary theory is supposed to recognise this, is if you spend a lot of money without taking action for the government, without taking action to reduce private demand through taxation, you run into inflation. And so the role of taxation in the sophisticated version of the theory is to keep inflation in check, maintain monetary stability. The problem really is that people shift between the sophisticated version and the vulgar version without really being very clear about which one they're talking about.
So how is it regarded by economists in general? Of course, economists are in different camps as well, but broadly.
They are different camps. Well, first, of course, a lot of economists don't buy Keynesian economics at all. The economists associate with the Chicago School. And so for them, they don't believe the government should run deficits at any time. They want a balanced budget. I'd regard that as an error, and in some sense, modern monetary theory as an overcorrection to that error. Among Keynesians like myself, I think most people see it as a restatement of the basic model, which is potentially helpful in some ways, but is dangerous precisely because it leads people to think that we can just spend as much as we want without worrying about taxation. I should mention that Ms. Cortez, obviously, in fact, favours substantial increases in taxation. So she is, in that sense, in line with the more sophisticated version of the theory. But certainly in discussions which I've had with MMT fans, who are plentiful on the internet, a lot of them are under the impression that this is just money for jam.
Money for jam. So how fringe is this theory? I mean, we mentioned how it's being used in US politics at the moment. Is it gaining traction? Is it becoming more mainstream?
I would say it hasn't. It sort of hasn't gained much attention in the sort of mainstream economic journals. It's more being discussed blogs, in columns by people like Krugman and Brad DeLong and Summers, people like that. So, but that's indeed more reflects the fact that academic economics has largely cut itself off from mainstream policy discussion. To a large extent, so most discussions taking place there. It hasn't won many high-profile converts, I think it's fair to say, and going back, it has a reputable intellectual history with people like Abba Lerner, who promoted basic ideas after World War II, but it remains very much a marginal position, I would say.
So will it go anywhere in the US, or is it a passing fad?
Well, I think what we'll see is, in the US political context, what it really does is license the Democrats to say, we're not going to tie ourselves to notions of fiscal responsibility like PAYGO, which requires every new piece of public spending be financed by taxation, while we see the Republicans give out massive unfunded tax cuts. So we're going to see, I think, against a big fight where whoever is in is going to push their priorities and then say, well, now we have this, in the Republican case, a deficit, or if it's MMT, that's threat of potential inflation. So if the MMT theory prevails, I think we'll see big increases in spending, followed by analysis that says, well, we better do something about inflation and what we need to do about it is to raise taxes. So I think it depends. The way it plays out will depend very much on the political alignment, but it certainly does mean we see on both sides of politics a lot less concern with deficits than there was in the past. Within limits, that's a good thing. I think we've had a period when there was obsession with budget deficits in a way that wasn't helpful.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Professor John Quiggin is from the School of Economics at the University of Queensland, and this is RN Drive.